State Rep. James Tallarico is the talk of the Democratic Party, and not just in Texas, where he's running for the U.S. Senate, but nationally. The 30-something Mr. Tallarico, a practicing Christian trying to expand Democrats' reach, faces firebrand Rep. Jasmine Crockett in next Tuesday's primary. A Democrat hasn't won statewide in Texas since 1994, but with Republicans embroiled in their own contentious primary and control of the Senate on the line, Democrats hope this is their year. Henry Gass, who's based in Texas, has our report. It's Friday, February 27th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The military is engaged in a face-off over AI. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave Anthropic until Friday to grant the Pentagon unrestricted use of its artificial intelligence technology. The AI company wants to set limits because it says its standards don't allow its technology to be used for mass surveillance of Americans or the development of autonomous weapons not under human control. The company risks losing a $200 million military contract and being blacklisted by the Pentagon. Separately this week, Anthropic amended its ethics policy, no longer pledging to pause the training of more powerful AI models if the firm can't control them and ensure safety. The U.S. will provide passport services in a West Bank Israeli settlement. It is the first time the United States has set up consular services within Israeli settlements, which are overwhelmingly considered illegal by the international community. Israel welcomed the announcement of the services, scheduled for Friday in the expanding Efrat settlement, while the Palestinian Authority claimed this constitutes a clear violation of international law. The initiative signals a shift in U.S. policy, which has previously avoided legitimizing settlements. A spokesperson at the U.S. Embassy rejected that there has been a change in policy. Also, South Korea relaunched a Truth Commission to investigate its overseas adoption program. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission will review the more than 2,100 unresolved complaints left over from the previous commission, including 311 cases from adoptees in the West. The investigation stems from findings that showed the South Korean government played a role in sending about 200,000 children overseas for adoption from the 1970s to the early 2000s, often in a corrupt or illegal manner. The previous investigation elicited an apology from South Korean President Lee Jae-myung, whose government announced plans to discontinue foreign adoptions by 2029. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. President Donald Trump has issued executive orders on voting, and his administration is suing states that have refused to turn over voter rolls. Congress has taken up legislation that would require proof of citizenship for voter registration. Last month, the FBI raided an election center in Georgia as part of a criminal investigation into the 2020 election. Simon Montlake reports for the Monitor. After anti-regime protests were suppressed with unprecedented lethality, students at more than half a dozen Iranian universities have courageously protested for days, despite the hardline leadership's portrayal of all protesters as terrorists and criminals. Scott Peterson reports from London for the Monitor. In politically red Texas, Democrats rarely have hope, but their U.S. Senate primary race features two candidates whose contrasting styles and online reach are giving the party a jolt of energy. Henry Gass reports for the Monitor. The misconduct investigation into the former Prince Andrew is putting the British monarchy under a harsh glare and giving new energy to chronic questions about whether it should still exist. But the institution's evolution is already underway. Contributor Katie Marie Davies reports from Manchester, England, for the Monitor. According to United Nations criteria, Taiwan recently joined the ranks of super-aged societies, in which 1 in 5 residents are age 65 or older. A baseball league is keeping older adults active. Contributor Audrey Salido reports from Taichung, Taiwan, for the Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on new nudges to build a nest egg. A rare case of consensus in Washington is that low-income workers need a nudge to put money into financial markets and build a safe nest egg beyond Social Security. Enter Donald Trump during his State of the Union speech on Tuesday. He is the latest president to find a welcome in Congress for a plan aimed at lowering barriers for individuals to invest in the economy and easily retire after a lifetime of work. The plan's full details are yet to come, but they reflect a century-long trend to create an equality of opportunity for access to capital markets, with built-in guardrails for risks of loss. Such plans are based on the idea that every person has the mental worthiness to build financial worth. Many Americans are already ahead of this latest government project. In 2024, the share of 25-year-olds with investment accounts was 37%, up sixfold from 2015. And the share of families owning publicly traded stock has nearly doubled since 1989, reaching over 60%. Yet despite this democratization in investing, as many as 42% of full-time working adults do not have access to tax-advantaged savings accounts, such as 401ks offered by most big employers. For part-time workers, the number is 79%. The Trump plan, like those under Presidents Joe Biden and Barack Obama, as well as in a bipartisan bill in Congress, would offer new incentives for such workers to set aside earnings for retirement. The president's proposal is based on the existing retirement program for federal employees. It would offer up to $1,000 in annual government matching for a self-directed retirement account as a way to end what Mr. Trump calls a gross disparity in access to tax-free savings. Just how the plan would affect 401k accounts, as well as efforts in many states to help low-income workers gain access to retirement plans, remains to be worked out. But Washington now has political momentum to enable financial sovereignty for all individuals in preparing for retirement. The United States has made progress in equality on many fronts: gender, race, religion, and disabilities. To take liberties with one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s quotes, "The arc toward financial freedom in one's golden years is long, but it bends toward equal opportunity." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, when doubt or despair comes knocking, we can let God guide us to a truer understanding of existence, which brings healing and harmony. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.